Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you may not be aware of it, but this is National Healthy Skin Month. That's for the month of November. And joining me now to talk about how you can keep your skin healthy as the weather changes is Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Nikki, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Is it different at this time of year?
Oh, definitely. The temperatures have really plummeted here in the last few days. So we just need to kind of tweak our skincare. Now, lots of people have normal skin. They may not change anything. It could be perfectly fine. But a lot of people will notice during the winter months that they tend to notice drier skin or maybe more sensitive skin. So there's a few tips that you can use to try and help that. So maybe reduce the duration of your shower. Lots of people love a really hot, long shower or bath. But actually, that kind of dehydrates you if you stay too long.
Even though it's wet.
Exactly, yeah. So you know that wrinkly effect that you get on the tips of your fingers if you're in the swimming pool for too long. That's essentially losing water from the skin. So just keep it short, 5 to 10 minutes in the shower, lukewarm, not too hot. And then the best time to put your moisturizer on is when you just step out of the water. When your skin is still damp, you're going to increase the absorption of any moisturizer you put on. So within those first 2 minutes of getting out of the shower.
Now, we had a lovely, crisp, bright day yesterday, you know, a bit of sunshine, but it's short-lived anyway. The days are short. Do you still need SPF?
Yes, you had to know that that was going to be my answer. Yeah, like as in the rays of the sun are there all year round. So we have UVA, that's the way I like to remember it, A for all year. And they penetrate deeper into the skin. So nobody's ever going to get a sunburn in Ireland in, you know, November, December, January, because the UVB is the burning rays and they go down by the end of September. But you're still going to get damage to your DNA. So you still need to wear sunscreen all year round.
Now, are there conditions that definitely get worse in the winter? I mean, we talk when we have you in, we talk about eczema and psoriasis, and all those other things. Are any of them really affected badly by the cold?
Yeah, a lot of conditions would have a seasonal effect, but particularly eczema, because you've got the inflammation and then you've got the dryness. So a lot of patients would say they really know when the weather is changing just based on, you know, having the look and feel of their skin. So they certainly have to increase the amount of moisturizers they put on. Again, as we said, keeping the bath and showers short, not having the bedroom too hot either. So a lot of people, you know, you have the radiators on everywhere, but you tend to do more of your scratching at night. And eczema is a really, really itchy condition. So particularly parents who are looking after children, try and turn the radiator off in their bedroom. You can layer them up and then they can take the clothes off, but certainly to reduce that temperature because they're going to likely scratch more.
Now, explain to me why people exfoliate.
So, well, actually, you know, a lot of people are overdoing it, actually, and we need to underdo it.
What is it? I mean, fellas don't exfoliate and, you know, they're not that different to women.
No, most of them don't, but some who have a beard might, because they tend to have sometimes ingrown hairs. So they might, but usually just on the face rather than the whole body. Obviously, with all of the new social media, with TikTok, there's lots of trends, and a lot of the trends recently have been over exfoliating. So essentially scrubbing at your skin to take away the dead skin cells. I am not a fan at all of a physical exfoliant where if you rub it between your fingers, it feels like grains of sand. It's harsh. None of that is good for
your
skin.
And what are those little grains? Are they microplastics?
Absolutely. So some of them are now, you know, it depends on the brands. They really should be taken off the market for all of the damage that they can do to the oceans. And they are essentially banned, but not necessarily everywhere. But I don't like anything that rubs at the skin. So there are exfoliants that you can get that come in a liquid. So they're essentially alpha hydroxy acids, which is lactic or glycolic, or beta hydroxy acid, which is salicylic. And you should dab it onto your skin, not anything that you have friction where you rub it onto the skin.
Now, some people will think, you know, it's winter, it's cold. The best way to protect my skin is to put a really thick moisturizer on.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, and that, and like if you have dry, sensitive skin, that's going to be perfect. But if you've got, you know, really, really oily skin, perhaps acne-prone skin, you don't necessarily need, particularly on the face or the acne-prone areas like the upper back or the chest, you don't need to have an extra thick moisturizer. But certainly for people who have dry or sensitive skin, it's the perfect treatment.
Now, something that used to be very common in my childhood were things called chilblains. Yes. Now, what are chilblains?
So essentially, we don't see them an awful lot. Maybe in the more elderly population where, you know, their circulation is just not the same, and you'll see it in the fingers and the toes. They tend to look a little bit purple. They tend to be tender to touch. And we saw a huge, almost like an epidemic of it during the COVID pandemic, where was actually lots of young people developed chilblains, which is totally out of
and
character.
And was that a symptom of COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. So people would come into the clinic and they'd all of a sudden show you their hands and they had chilblains and they were like, you know, 20 years of age. So that was one variant of COVID, and then that disappeared and it was a different symptom, you know, a few months later. But we don't see it very often, but certainly older people with poor circulation may report that they get sore hands and feet.
I know people are working remotely some of the time, if not a lot of the time, but many others have to come into the office and they're at the mercy of air conditioning and heating systems and so on. What generally happens in office environments during the winter?
Yeah, you'll certainly see people, particularly if they're under an air conditioning unit and if they already struggle with eczema, sometimes they'll notice that their face starts to flare because it might be blowing out at them. Unfortunately, anyone who's working in a lot of central heating or air conditioning will be more prone to dry and sensitive skin. So to try and move yourself away from that, if that's possible, bring your moisturiser into work and pop it on when you go to the bathroom. And certainly all the other tips like keeping your shower short, not too hot. And of course, lots of people need a bit of medical help. It's not all about the moisturiser. They may need to attend their GP or their dermatologist.
You often wonder what's in the air that comes out of the air conditioning units. I mean, where has it come from? Has it been on the fourth floor and now it's coming down to us, carrying all the fourth floor bugs with it?
Oh, possibly. And certainly a lot of, if there's dust coming out as well, a lot of people, the house dust mite is everywhere. You can't exactly eradicate it. But if you have a machine that's kind of blowing that around, it's certainly going to make people who struggle with asthma and eczema worse.
Retinol, it's a useful product, I believe, and people use it in various concentrations. What happens in the winter? Should it be any different?
Shouldn't be any different at all. And we get this all the time, like, oh, I have to stop my retinoid in the summer. You use your topical retinoid at night. It's an anti-aging cream to take care of the fine lines and wrinkles to help with your skin texture. It's an anti-acne cream as well. But if you're struggling with extra sensitivity or dryness in the winter, I tend to allow the patients to sandwich it. So you put it on a thin layer of moisturiser, followed by the retinoid, and then another layer of moisturiser.
Tell us from a texter here about scabies.
Oh, scabies, yes. Scabies actually comes in waves, a bit like when chickenpox comes or hand, foot and mouth. It's a little mite and it burrows under the skin and it often presents in young people commonly.
Where does it come from?
You transfer it from person to person.
Okay.
So but it's not like if you just shook someone's hand for a second, you don't get it like that. You'd have to be in close proximity, chair bed.
Where did the first person get it from, you know?
Oh God, forever ago. It's like a chicken and an egg.
Okay. But it's always there.
It's always there. But we had a huge problem in the last couple of years with resistance to treatment. So it's a real commitment to treatment. And usually the patient presents as really, really itchy.
I'm a pilot. What should I do to protect my skin? Pilots are up there. They normally wear sunglasses, even in the winter, of course, because they're up above the clouds. But what do they need to do to protect their skin?
So obviously they tend to be most covered up, but to use their sunscreen. Unfortunately, they're going to be exposed to different rays, not just UV rays at, you know, 38,000 feet. It's going to be extra intense. There's gamma rays, which we can't actually protect against. The front window of the cockpit has a certain level of protection, but the side windows don't. So really to keep your sleeves, you know, on so that your arms are covered, because often pilots will have short sleeves on, and to reapply the sunscreen every 2 to 3 hours. That's about as much as you can. can do.
Can you ask the dermatologist, what's the best product for my 15-year-old son on his for his face? He has pimples around his mouth and nose area for the last few months. He's asking me to buy him something for them. He knows they're hormonal, but he's getting fed up with them at this stage.
Yeah, super common. I mean, up to, you know, 95% of teenagers will have acne. And there are lots of brands out there which are inexpensive and they have a face wash, a moisturizer, and sometimes a product with some of those exfoliating acids to help. So, you know, I don't work for any of these brands, but La Roche-Posay, CeraVe, they're available in every pharmacy in Ireland and they're a really good starting point. But if anyone thinks they're scarring, definitely go straight to their GP.
Surely not everyone needs a moisturizer, says this texter. I've never used it and I never get dry skin.
Then you absolutely don't. So if you don't have problem skin or any sensitivity,
leave it alone. Final one. The problem with this telling us to wear sunscreen all the year is that we also need vitamin D, which we're all told we're short of. Why should we block it in the winter?
Well, really, you cannot get enough vitamin D in an Irish winter because the only part of your body that's going to be exposed is your face and hands. And really, you need full body exposure and you need it for at least 15 minutes. Who's going to lie out like that in the middle of January? So I always take a vitamin D supplement all year round. And you lose your vitamin D. It will decrease after about 8 weeks. So even if you got enough of it during the summer, by the middle of winter, it's going to be going low. So I would just recommend that everyone takes it.
Professor Nikki Ralph, dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Nikki, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.